This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Well, I run back to your abduction investigations, Christopher Harmon. And by the way, we are going to do some remote viewing work, say, in a little while. Okay, so stay tuned to that. All right. You investigate abductees, claim to have had contacts with other entities. Now, your description of the big eyes of the ETs as being some kind of sunglasses or shielding, other abductees say that's their eyes. They have different points of view. So, are you mistaken or are they mistaken?
Neither one of us are mistaken. There are a total of, I believe, 65 races of aliens up there in space. And, of course, they don't all know each other, and we haven't met all of them. They do keep their distance from each other because there are negative ETs, the bad ones that do harm, and then there are the good ones that want to save planet Earth. Some ETs, all their eyes look black because that's a shield over their eyes. But some of the ETs wear those permanently because they can see better than we can, kind of like animals can see better than we can. So whether they have those on or not, they can see, but it just so happens that our sunlight does indeed blind them, so they use the black visors over their eyes. But to them, that's just a part of their body. They can switch it on and off. So if they say that is their eyes, that is their eyes, because they do wear those pretty much at all times, especially when they're flying around here on Earth. Now, when they go back to their planet or their base, they can remove them if they choose to, but yet sometimes they keep them on.
What is their planet?
I do know they have a base on the other side of the moon. It's the backside. And then there's also, they've been known to live off of Mars. Not every race lives on the backside of the moon. Most of the ones I've contacted do. Some do live on Mars as well. They can come and go as they please. And there are other planets, just like there's another Earth out there. And they've even explored there.
But here's the problem with that. The problem with that is, I can understand setting up a base on another planet and creating your own internal atmospheric conditions. I think of the movie Total Recall, the one with Schwarzenegger, back around 1990 or so, where they had a self-contained environment for Earthlings visiting Mars, where they created an artificial atmosphere and everything. All right, we understand that. So that makes sense. So is that what you're saying? They set up bases on these other planets for whatever purpose, right?
Right.
And not that they come from Mars. Not that they come from Mars.
They don't come from a specific planet. They just travel around and then they make whatever they want their home base. Like they use, like the backside of the moon, they use that as a storage facility for food and for like supplies that they need.
So they aren't trying to hang out on Venus or anything where it's 800 degrees surface temperature.
No, their main, like we call a home, their main home is their ship, and they travel around. But they got different items and different things on different planets or areas, and they can go there in just a heartbeat within a matter of seconds.
So they do not have a home planet?
If you speak to some of these, they would say that our home planet is the moon or is Mars or this or that. But their actual, like, home itself is the ship. But they do consider other places their home planet because they have objects and supplies on there. And then and that's kind of like marking their territory.
Okay.
But they seem to be kind of evasive on their ultimate origin, so to speak.
Right, correct.
No, they're like nomads. Nomads of the universe, or the galaxy, probably.
Right.
Where did they come from originally, then, do you know?
I don't know where they came from originally. I do know that they've traveled a lot farther than we have because they have made statements about other planets just like Earth and other we call them galaxies, like that they have been to, they have explored. they have seen, and they have made a reference to other aliens, other non-humans beings that we have not seen yet, and I don't know if we'll ever see those, because there are some races that they don't like coexist with. Like, we have people that we don't speak to or want to talk to for whatever reason. They have the same thing, and some of those races leave each other alone because they don't get along, which makes sense. We do the same thing on Earth. We have people we don't get along with. But hopefully, at some point, if we live long enough, we will be able to make contact with not only the usual ETs that we come in contact with, but even the ones we haven't met yet.
When you do your investigations, especially when it comes to abduction cases, after you've talked to the experiencers, are you left with the feeling that, all right, in this case, these are the same beings that I've been communicating with, and or, this is a completely different group that I'm not familiar with?
I've done several investigations, and there has been a few cases where the description they gave did sound just like the ones I communicate with. And there's been a few cases where I can honestly say that these races I've not met yet. In fact, I did a case not too long ago where a person had gave a complete description of the ETs, and she was describing a race of grays, but they looked a lot like, as we call, like ants on the ground, but they were large ants. And she was given a complete description of those ants, and I won't give out her name or her information, but she did say that they told her who they were, and she told me. And it was a race that I had read about from other cases. And so I knew, just by what she was saying and my psychic abilities, that they were there to help heal her and that she had nothing to be afraid of. But when I asked my races, do you contact other people? And they say, yeah, they contact people from all over Earth. And I'm not the only person that they have chosen to help and to work with. There are others. So if I was to say how many people that are like me that are serving a purpose, I would say at least, and the first thing that comes to my mind is 12.
So now this would just be based on your own impressions, of course, but considering what's been said, that the Earth is being visited by a number of different extraterrestrial species, what's so interesting about Earth? We've yet to discover, with our own, Earth-based telescopes and stuff, other Earth-like planets, though we have suspicions, but more than likely, life is predominant throughout the universe. What makes the Earth so special to all of these different beings?
We are like family and children to them, in a way, because they see each other quite a bit, but we are the only other planet with life on it. Besides other planets with ETs, we are the only ones with life on it. And we have water, we have electricity, we have everything we need to be more like them, I guess you could say. But they want us to grow, explore, and live long and prosper, because if you look at everything we're doing to each other with the wars and the fighting and bombings, we're in essence killing ourselves, and that scares them. That's why they want us to help us. They want us to continue to live. Because if we all, per se, die and no humans are left, they got nobody to visit. That's why they want us to grow and learn, understand, and stay healthy and stuff. That's why they chose me to go out and help people and make this world a better place. They would like everybody to do this. They would like everybody to help each other.
We're going to have more help in a moment with Chris, Gene, and Tim, you're in
the podcast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Still don't understand why E.T. wants to help us, teach us how to help each other. And the effort is just not successful as far as I can see. Where's the success?
The success is us. We need to coexist and learn the importance of helping each other and helping the environment, helping Earth, and stop hating each other. And that's the message they want everybody to understand, is that live long and prosper, help each other, grow, explore, raise your vibration level, raise your positivity level. Of course, a lot of us don't choose to listen, don't choose to understand or accept that. And those that do are the ones that are chosen, and those, we are the ones that to spread the word, you know, get the word out and get everybody to do this.
But this isn't a message that they can just interrupt, say, like all communications and broadcast it to everybody at once on the planet saying, you know, you're stop killing yourselves. You know, we're here. We want you to live. Just stop it.
And there again, you think about that. If they were to come down and just land and tell us all the messages they want us to know, how many people are going to take that message and actually do something with it? Or are they just going to walk away and say, oh, forget it?
It's like Gene always likes to say, there'd be a large portion of the population who wouldn't believe it. They would think it was some kind of government trick, a conspiracy to fool everybody. Oh, they want to take away our guns or whatever.
And I know the feeling, because when I explain to people the psychic abilities and the fact that I work with ET people and abduction victims people think that I'm crazy or that I need to, you know, just focus more on a day job and get away from all this nonsense that they're feeding me, like mind control. And I say, no, if you listen, I can explain it to you. But some people don't want to listen, and some people do listen and do want to understand.
Well, it does seem to me that from generation to generation, there does seem to be a growing awareness of how fragile life is on the planet, how fragile our life is on this planet, and how we need to do better. I mean, the younger generations have become a lot more aware on the past environmental damage that's been done and how people need to step up and start doing more about it. When that kind of message 50 years ago, you know, would have been laughed out of the auditorium.
Right. I mean, 50 years ago, people didn't understand this any more than they do now, but I think there were more skeptics even then than what there are now. A lot of people have grown a little bit better understanding of all of this over the years, although the skepticism on some levels is still high. I mean, it was a lot higher back in the 50s and 60s. It's still pretty high now, but it has gone down a little. I wish I could say one thing that would make the whole world, you know, understand and want to start helping each other. But unfortunately, no matter how many people you reach, you still cannot reach everybody.
Now, when it comes to your abduction work, I suppose the main question is, why abductions? Why is that even happening to begin with? Because as it's been pointed out before, in a lot of these cases, you know, especially, you know, like the some of the earlier abduction cases, there appeared to be, say, you know, say like tissue samples taken or things like that. But really, you'd only have to do that a couple of times before you got more than what you needed, and you wouldn't have to do it anymore. Yet, yearly, there's all kinds of new cases cropping up. I mean, why is this happening?
Well, I can explain that a little bit here. Abduction really isn't an appropriate term, although that's what we use in MUFON. But people are not really being abducted. When you think abductions, you think like kidnapping and all that. Well, what the ETs are doing is they take the people that need healing or need help, and they take them on their ship, and they heal them. I've worked with so many people that have had healings, like back pain gone or broken bones healed, or even arthritis removed. Because when they take you, they fix whatever's ailing you or whatever problems you have. Now, it is true they can't do it all in one session. Sometimes they can, but they may abduct or take somebody two or three times, And usually after the first two or three abductions, if you want to call it that, people are healed. I've seen x-rays from people that they have sent me claiming, but showing me where the before and after, where their back was completely disoriented. They had their ET encounters, and now their back is in perfect alignment, or their arthritis is completely removed. They're able to, but there are those few cases where they were abducted by the evil ETs, and it didn't turn out as good.
So there are other beings who have a not-so-friendly agenda towards us.
Yes, benevolent agendas. The ones that are not very good are the ones that come around, and they will inflict harm or in some cases, you know, leave you in a worse shape than you were to start with. Now, why do they do that? I can't speak for them. I don't contact them. I don't want to contact them. But it's kind of like humans. We got people here on Earth that they want to inflict pain, they want to hurt, and it's not right. I wish it wasn't happening. Just like I wish the evil ETs would keep their distance from us. But we can't. I don't know how to stop them myself necessarily. I wish I could.
And what have you been told anything by the groups that you're in contact with on the agendas of these others?
I know the good ETs do not communicate with the evil. They keep their distance, and they won't even speak to each other. I've been actually told that they won't, and they don't have any plans to, because they don't want to start a war up there, and they don't want anything that happens in that war that they could have to impact us and bring any harm to us, so they keep their complete distance. They have met each other, but they don't. That's as far as it's gotten. No communication no communication whatsoever.
And no interventions to stop people from being hurt by the malevolent ones.
No, they don't interfere, because I don't know why they don't, other than based on what I would assume on the information I've gotten, that they keep their distance and they won't intervene, because I really can't say, honest to God, I can't say.
We've got more to come with Chris and Gene and Tim, and we're getting ready to do that remote viewing seminar or experiment or something. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel, that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. With Israel warning people to leave northern Gaza as the war rages with Hamas, Egypt, Israel, and the United States have agreed to allow U.S. citizens to leave Gaza through the Rafah border crossing. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinians have already fled after being given 24 hours notice to leave before an expected ground offensive. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says they have only just begun to retaliate for last week's attack. Hamas has told residents to stay and vows to fight to the end. Kaiser Permanente reached a tentative contract agreement with union workers. The tentative labor agreement comes about a week after roughly 75,000 healthcare workers, excluding doctors, walked off the job for 3 days. The walkout was the largest healthcare strike in U.S. history. The terms of the deal were not disclosed. The union was seeking higher pay and increased hiring, among other items. Union members will now vote on whether to approve the pending contract. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
Let me ask you one quick question about abductions before we go on. Do you get involved in hypnotic regression of abductees?
No, I don't do hypnotic regression. We have some people in MUFON that are certified for that, but I don't get involved in that. I recommend it, but I don't perform it.
Okay, let's move on. There's a lot more to discuss, and maybe we'll get to some of these issues again in our premium show after the PowerCast. But right now, we talked about this earlier, Chris, remote viewing. We had what seemed to be a successful experiment some years back that Tim heard with Dawes Smith. Wonder what he's doing nowadays. I tried him at his email address and he was no longer available or doesn't want to hear from us. In any particular case, looking at remote viewing, is this something that anyone can do with the proper training, Chris?
Yes, I teach remote viewing in MUFON, and as of November 1st, I'll be teaching the public, which anybody's welcome. Just send me an email, and you can sign up and pay and take the class. It's an 8-week course, and everybody gets certified, and then they can go on to the next two courses, which are remote healing and remote influencing that I also teach. And yes, anybody can do this. I've never had one student not get certified by me.
So there's nothing like somebody who tries as they will but can never succeed.
No, it's my way of teaching. I'm able to help everybody completely succeed.
Okay. Well, let's go through the steps here. First of all, remote viewing obviously means that you could send your mind to another place and see what's going on there. And some people suggest it's a great way to spy because you're not putting anyone's life in danger. But the question is here, how accurate can remote viewing be?
Remote viewing can be very, very accurate in the sense that you can get details of basically anything you want. And the more trained you get at remote viewing, the more accurate you become. At first, you're going to be okay, maybe. But the more practice and the more training you get, the higher up your abilities become, to the point where you could, once you get to the highest level, which would be like advanced remote viewing, you could pretty much remote view anything, anytime, any place, any year that you want. And it's endless.
Okay, so how would we set this up? Is this something you can do just, okay, I'll do it right now, or do you have to prepare yourself? What?
No, you can pretty much do it any time. Of course, some people, even myself, like to be in a certain mindset or mood for this, but really I can do it just in the drop of a head. I can remote view something. What normally happens is somebody would look at an item or a place or picture or whatever, and they would stare at it for a few seconds, maybe 10 seconds, and then they're going to randomly in their mind pick a number or any numbers like 7, 8, 9, and they're going to focus on that place or item or thing, and they're going to focus on that, and they're going to basically place the numbers like say 7, 8, 9 or 2, 5, 4 or whatever. They're going to place that number with that location or item or place, and then I would take that number, and just on that number alone, give a whole detailed description and photo drawing of that place.
To clarify, I focus, say, on a number, and then focus on this number, you will then see my office?
No, you would focus on the office and then pick a number to go with it, and then you just focus on the two together.
So do I think of a specific part of my office or anywhere in my office, the entirety?
The office itself would be plenty.
Come again?
You could basically just take your eyes and stare at anything in the office or the whole office, give it a number, and I could give you a detailed description of it.
All right, are you ready?
Whenever you are.
Okay, so I will think of a number and look at something in my office, and you tell me what we're looking at. Okay? All right?
Right.
Here we go. Go ahead.
You got to tell me the number.
Oh, I have to tell you the number. Okay.
Yeah, the number is what I use to transport.
Ah, okay. I get the vibe now. All right. I'll think of a number from an old recording of an album. Number 9? Number 9?
Got it. Okay, I'm working the session right now on paper. Want me to describe it as I'm working it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'm working the session. I have a name in the right-hand corner. I'm going to put today's date, which is the 10th, I believe, or is it the 11th?
Today is the 11th.
All right, time is 4:36 p.m. Okay, let's see, you got my ideogram at the top. Let's see, here we go. Okay, just based on that alone, I can see you got multiple things in your office. Some are tall, some are small. I'm switching to the next page of the session here. Let's see. Okay, I see you were originally looking at two specific items before I told you to look at the whole office. Let me see what we need to do here.
Can I speak while you're doing this?
Yeah, go right ahead.
We don't want to have dead air. I was told early on in my broadcasting career that people don't want to hear dead air because if it's too much silence, they will tune to another station. Now, I try to be reasonable about this dead air. Maybe I'll allow a couple of seconds to go by, but then I must say something because silence under these circumstances is not golden. So,
yeah, I'll just keep describing as I go along.
Very well.
So we're in our B column, and let's see, it is a structure, which represents building. All right, there's multiple things in the office. So you go over here to our C column. That is, the C column is the main column. That's where we get all the descriptions of what the office may entail or have in it. Let's see. Electrical, a lot of electrical items. It is not a large office. It is a medium size. Let's see. I see tan colors in the office. Perhaps the walls are slightly tan, not real bright colors. What else? Oh, yeah, there's chairs. Four chairs, if I'm not mistaken. I'll know more as I go along here. Let's see. All right, let's see. There's I'm envisioning five screens. Let's see, five screens. That counts computers and televisions. Let's see, what else is there? Okay, there's carpeting. All right, so moving on to our D column here. Let's see. Okay, the office is a medium-sized office. It's got televisions, screens, approximately five screens, some chairs. I'm seeing four chairs. The walls are kind of slightly tan color. If they're not tan, they were originally. First on the next page here. The farther along in a remote viewing session we get, the more details we pick up on. This is page.
As he's doing this, folks, we're going to have our station break. And he's trying to look at my office, describe what he sees, and once he's finished, we'll compare it to the reality. And I'll put up the photograph if anyone's concerned. We've got Chris Harmon. I'm Gene Steinberg. He's Tim Swartz, he tells me. The man of 28 and a half voices. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, It was sparks from me. Your handy chains. Dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Micah Hanks of the Grayling Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We continue with an experiment into remote viewing with Chris Harmon. And what I'm concentrating on here with number 9 is my office. I was looking mostly at a specific part of the office, but he's trying to create what he envisions as the entirety of the office, I gather. So let us continue. What else can you tell us, Chris?
Yes, I'm in page number 3 of remote viewing, and we are getting ready to describe the office in our C column. There's multiple columns in remote viewing, A, B, C, and D, and several pages, but we may not do all 8 pages, but I sometimes can get to the answer just within the first 4 or 5 pages. The curve up, curve down, curve right. And maybe people who are listening would like to take the remote viewing courses November the 1st. I'll give out details on that shortly. Let's see. Moving into our B column here, it is a subject structure. Moving into our C column, we have, I'm seeing, okay, let me write that down. That is a wrong, several, okay, let's see, metal. What else do we have? We have spawn, several, metal, multiple. Okay, there's very few. There's some lights. There's not a whole lot of lights. Some lights, slightly right. Okay, we're moving into our. Let's see. Okay, so we got. Whatever, I'm envisioning an object that is long. It could be, I believe it is a table. A table is long. Let's see, there are several. You got several television sets, monitors, if you want to call them that. Some may be LCD screens. You got multiple items in your room. Most of the items are electrical. There are some lights above, and there are a few lights on the desk. I believe the main light that you use is on the desk. I'll be able to get a drawing of some of this stuff here shortly. When we get to our 4th and 5th column, we start doing large drawings. I recently did a case for a missing child a few weeks ago, and I was able to pinpoint exactly where she was at. So that was an interesting case. Let me see. I'm in my D column here, and what do we got here? All right. Moving on to page 4, we're going to do a drawing here, of a large drawing of the office. All right, we got the table. Let's see, we got one, chairs. Oh, let's see. There's lights hanging above. There's a... I'm seeing a... off to the corner is the bathroom area. Let's see if I can pinpoint. Okay, you got one, two, three. Let's see how many. Let's see, four. One, two, three, four. Okay, let's see. Walls are right. Dark brown. And one more. Let's see. Okay, yeah. All right, moving on to page number five. This is what we call, in page five, I call this the link box. And what the link box is where we be given deep descriptions of what the object or target is. If you're working with law enforcement, for those of you, everybody that's listening, this is a very important part of remote viewing, because this is where you start detailing, like, license plate numbers, house numbers. You can pick up exactly, really get descriptions, which could lead, because the more descriptions you give, the better odds of finding a missing child or item. So when you get to, let's say, page five, which is link box, that's when there's, the words really pour out. And that's probably the most crucial part of remote viewing is page five, because it's nothing but descriptions. So let's see. Light brown. Oh. Tan, okay, let's see. Four screens, let's see, we'll go over here to the long, middle, table, let's see, okay, over here we have, four chairs, moving along, let's see what else do we have here, we have four chairs. Let's see. Okay, I'm seeing a sofa. Okay. We also have. All right. And let's see. Four. Five. Photo. Okay. We're moving along. We got four or five. Okay. I'm describing this the best I can as I write. I write rather quickly, but at times I can also write slow. So, getting ready for the next slide here. Link box page 5, as we do our remote viewing, has columns, kind of like tic-tac-toe. We have different columns, and each column represents different sections, like what size, how many, what are the visuals. You write down everything you see, describe everything you feel. And then sometimes I'll have my students, when I'm doing a remote viewing session, I'll have my students, when they write down what they think something is, I'll have them write down, why do you think that, and why do you think that? Because the more descriptions, the better. Okay. Floor. Okay, tile. All right, let's see. Tile, let's see, there's a three. And let's see, Brent. Why? Okay, and I think I have your answer, and I think I have this session completed.
Okay, let's go for a summary here. We're going to have to break in about 4 minutes, but give me a summary, again, of the key things that observe about my office based on your observations.
Right, okay, I didn't do an entire session, but I did enough where I have your answer. Okay, so here's your office. I'm going to describe this as I see it. It's not a large office. It's a medium-sized office. I believe your floor is... a light color, kind of like a tannish brown color. It may be tile, but I'm thinking it could be tile, but I'm thinking it's more like a carpeting, but it's light brown. Your walls are also tan. You should have at least four or five screens. I don't know if they're all turned on or not, but in your office, they may be all computer screens. A few might be television type screens. You have a bathroom off to the corner. Where I'm sitting here, the bathroom would be to my left, but it might be to your right, depending on how you view it. And there's approximately five chairs in your office, and a sofa in your office. And you can tell me if I'm wrong.
continue and then we'll summarize it.
All right. Also, I see a pictures on the wall. I think one of them might be a larger picture than all the others. The pictures are some of your favorite things that you're kind of like a hobby that you enjoy. I think one picture might be more of a black frame to it. The other pictures they are a light frame color. I'm thinking maybe like a light brown frame, but one of them I think is a black frame, either black or a little deep gray. I'm thinking black. Okay, you have lights hanging. There's a few lights hanging on the wall. They're not long. They're kind of medium length lights. I don't know what we call those, like shop lights, I guess. And you have a few lights at your desk. One of them is your main light that kind of hangs over the area. Your desk or your table space that you're working with now, I believe it's it's metal or part of it's metal. The chair that you're sitting in right now is a office chair. It's, if I'm not mistaken, it is it's a black office chair, and let's see, I'm looking around the corner around your office, see if I can see anything else just in my mind's eye. And I believe that's it.
Okay, folks, in our next segment, we're going to tell you what my office looks like. And if anyone cares, I'll happily post pictures, okay? So we can keep you in suspense for a few more moments. A remote viewing test on the fly with Chris Harmon, with Gene Steinberg, Tim Swartz. More to come. You're in.
The Pedagogist.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you love reading about the mysteries of the universe? Do you wonder what secrets are hidden in the shadows of our own planet? If so, you won't want to miss these two amazing books by Tim R. Swartz and Sean Castile. In Mimics, The Others Among Us, you'll explore the world of the mimics of man, beings that can look like us but are not. They've been among us since the beginning of history, hiding in plain sight, influencing our culture in ways we can scarcely imagine. In Alien Artifacts, Incredible Evidence of Exotic Material from UFO Encounters, you'll discover the so-called hard evidence of UFOs that's been available for study this entire time, but for the most part has been ignored. These two books will open your eyes to a hidden reality that has been right in front of our eyes all along. That's Mimics, The Others Among Us, and Alien Artifacts, Incredible Evidence of Exotic Material from UFO Encounters by Tim R. Swartz and Sean Castile. Available now on Amazon.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.